chance. It's not in vain. She's the best I've had. I cannot see what someone else can do to me. It's a long way home, but love's so warm, you'll see. Here I am again, early morning, cold taxi. Early morning, cold taxi. Early morning, cold taxi. Each time I do it, I feel so down and out. Early morning, cold taxi. Though my mind thinks strange, I'll keep on, no doubt. 3:36, it's cold. I know I'm growing old. One day we'll be wed. This I know, but it's what she said.
Is it only love that lets you down? down. Is it only love that lets you? Is it only love that lets you down? Down.
Divorce, 300 died in an airplane wreck. And you think of all
played guitar, jamming good with Weird and Gilly and the Spiders from Mars. He played it left hand, but made it too far. Became the special man, then we were Ziggy's band. Ziggy really sang screwed up eyes and screwed down hairdo, like some cat from Japan. He could lick 'em by smiling, he could leave 'em to hang. Became on so loaded man, well hung in snow white tan.
What up?
Welcome to the Money Hour with Vic and Carmen.
Heyo, we're back.
Been a long, long break since last semester. We had sorry for all our visitors and listeners and followers who've been waiting for us, but they've been locking us out. They don't want us to have a radio show.
They don't want us to tell the truth, and that truth is good music, good times. Good rock and roll. All night, all day. So what we had earlier was Moaning Lisa Smile by Wolf Alice from the album My Love Is Cool. Very cool band. Female guitarist and lead singer. I believe they're from England. I don't know where in the in that island nation, but I'm assuming the London area, but they rock and roll, and they're very cool. And again, this is kind of a reoccurring theme for me, is I find really good female performing artists who could have been better than Kesha. So yeah, Wolf Alice, there's another one to add to the list, could have been better than Kesha. Then we had Weezer with King of the World. It's a single. It's a new single. It's actually... it was released in January on the 15th, so relatively recent, and pretty rock and roll, very Weezer. It sounds like a whole lot of their other stuff, but you know what? Their stuff rocks. Then right after that, we had Ziggy Stardust by the one and the only David Bowie from Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust. May rest in peace. That was definitely a shock for me over winter break. Do you...
Yeah, I mean, I had no idea that he was going to come so soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was definitely a shock. But
yeah,
rest in peace, David.
Yeah, and very sad too. You know what? What an incredible artist. You know, a lot of people. They like people. You like to glorify someone in death, but David Bowie, one of those people. You can't say enough about him.
I mean, you take a weird dude from London or the UK with red hair and jagged teeth.
That sounds like almost everyone.
But the thing is, like, you take someone like that who's just a weirdo with red hair and jagged teeth, and you'd never think that person would be cool. And he made being a weird dude from the UK with red hair and jagged teeth being cool.
Oh,
and people admired him for it, and it was awesome. And he made such great music, and still from my growing up, one of my favorite songs is Under Pressure with him and Freddie Mercury.
That duet was
phenomenal. That song was my childhood, and it's sad to see him go.
Oh, yeah. So we've had some good artists coming up. Vike.
So coming up, we got this band that comes out of New York. They're called Charlie Bliss. The genre that they self-describe them as is bubble grunge. So they're a little poppy, but they still have that nice grunge undertone in their in the actual music. But then the lyricist and the vocals are pretty poppy. They're pretty cool. I saw them over this past summer in Chicago at the Wicker Park Fest. They're kind of underground. And the reason why we decided to play them tonight, other than me just loving them, is they just came out with a live session audio tree and released a bunch of new songs. And but right now, we're just going to play you one of their classics or one of their originals that they've had out for a couple years. It's called Love Me, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
Yeah, so check them out. That's Charlie Bliss, a great band. And they're female-fronted also.
Female-fronted as well, yes.
So would you say they're another band that could have been
better than Kesha?
Wow, look at that. Hey, not trying to call out the Concert Board or Tufts University. You guys do a great job, but literally anyone could have been
better than Kesha.
All right, we got Charlie Bliss coming up right now.
Since
Hello, 91.5 WMFO. This is Carmen.
And Voik.
All right. What we had just there was...
That was Tame Impala.
Well, first off...
First off, we had Charlie Bliss with Love Me, as I mentioned earlier, one of my new favorite up-and-coming bands out of New York. And then...
That was straight off the album Soft Serve, right?
Yeah, right, straight off the album, the EP... Or LP? Right. Yeah. It was a little short thing.
I don't know. I just go out on a limb. They probably would have been a band that was better than
K Kesha?
Kesha?
Maybe.
Wow.
Yeah, just that's maybe. Just,
I don't know. Crazy. All right. So then we had Wall Watcher by the band Sunflower Beam from their album. Oh, that was a single, Wall Watcher. It's from the album Human Ceremony. That recently came out. Great album. Three-piece band from New York. You know, we have a man on the drums, a guy on the guitar, and then a female on bass and vocals. And I guess you can kind of want to, you know, guess what I'm about to say is Sunflower Bean probably would have been a better band than Kesha. Kesha. Yeah, no, you know, I don't know. I just, I mean, we're just going through, you know, call me crazy.
Just maybe. I mean,
just maybe.
You, I mean, if you really want to analyze our show, you might pick up on that there's a theme tonight. But I don't
great
know. Maybe
female
that I'm just
led groups. That would be better than Kesha. I'm still butthurt about it. I'll be honest.
I mean, I was there for about 20 minutes and said this is enough and walked out.
I should have left when she left us out there for an hour, but hey, I'm a nice guy.
Yeah. I want to give her a chance at least. I mean,
exactly.
I'm an opportunist.
Then we had Half Full Glass of Wine from the great Tame Impala, one of my favorite bands. And that is from the deluxe album on Inner Speaker. Really, you know, Zeppelin-y-ass song that they play live a lot. They played it at Glastonbury, and it really rocked the socks off. So recommend looking up that set, Glastonbury, Tame Impala. It's on YouTube, but it's under Tame Impala Live. He's wearing a straw hat for legal reasons. They can't put it up as Glastonbury. So you can find that. Great set. Awesome. So we have to do a PSA right now. Public service announcement.
Public service
announcement. From my brain.
From our brain. We're just going off the top right now. We might hit you with another one later that is a little bit more.
This is actually serious.
This is
it happened to my friend tonight. We're walking the trivia. Okay, public service announcement from Carmen. I'm walking the trivia night. Teal Square. It's a safe place. There's salt on the sidewalks. You think to yourself, oh, nothing bad could happen. Nothing terrible could. Wrong. Jamie McClellan slipped not once, not twice, three times on the sidewalk on nothing other than the insidious, the evil black ice. So be careful out there, folks. I know it's a little warmer. There hasn't been that much snow this winter, but that doesn't mean there aren't dangers out there. Black ice is real, and it's a very serious threat to your health and your bodily harm. So I recommend keeping your eyes low. Make sure that you're not stepping anywhere you shouldn't be stepping. And for goodness gracious, good grief, wear some shoes with some nice traction. It's slippery out there, folks, and you could slip, fall. You could slaw, as I just attempted to form together in my subconscious brain, and slam your head into the ground, and that would not be good for me, Vike, anyone else in the media area, nor in the world. So that would stink.
Yeah.
So be careful.
Going
of
off
black
a tangent
ice.
On off a tangent on black ice. Don't be on your phone and texting while you're walking around. Don't do it. One, you're probably gonna slip and fall on the aforementioned black ice. Two, you're gonna annoy the heck and frig out of everyone that's walking behind you.
Don't friggin' heck and do it.
It's just gonna be real annoying to everyone that's behind you and walking past you, and then they're gonna try and walk faster past you, and then they might slip and fall.
Black ice
and then you're gonna trip over them, and then it's gonna cause a crash. Traffic jam is
nine person
pileup, just terrible.
But speaking of, you know, cold and ice, I heard that this Saturday there's little heat coming to the
Medford
campus.
Little heat coming to the Medford campus. Check out your boys at your favorite fraternity at Zeta Psi this Saturday. Ask your favorite brother for a ticket
for the Zeta Silent Party. We're coming in tropical. Let's get tropical. And you know, bringing the heat. On Saturday night, we're going to warm this campus up for good times, good music, good people, good fun. You know, just some good old classic American fun. Hey.
Featuring the music stylings of DJ Aeon and Walker Keithstone.
You know, I've been pushing for him this semester, some more throwback jams. And you know what? I think I finally made a breakthrough.
I think there might be some throwbike. Some throw bike on the set. It's we're definitely gonna be running off on the plug and throwing our head bike to some throw bike jams. Shout out Fonzie. Shout out Fonzie. I know you're not listening.
Yeah.
Because you had a big paper to do tonight, but shout out the Fonz.
You know, any of our fans that are listening tonight, Saturday, you can hit me, Carmen, or Vic up. We got tickets.
AKA.
Come join the island. We've been on probation for a little bit. We're ready to get off and ready to have a lot of fun with you guys. So right now, in celebration of some bad boys just like us, hey, we got the Rolling Stones coming up. Goat's Head Soup, awesome jam for some awesome people. Rock and roll, 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is the Money Hour, baby, with Carmen
and Voik.
Yeah, dude.
Thank you.
All right, folks. That's it for us tonight. The Money Hour with Carmen and Vike, 91.5 WMFO.
In Medford on the tough Somerville campus.
Hope you guys enjoyed our welcome back playlist.
Carmen, run them off on the last couple things that we just played for.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. So we